Hare Krishna. So I beg the mercy of all the Vaishnavas assembled here and those who are hearing. I am not capable of speaking, but by the mercy of Vaishnavas, I won't be wasting your time. I can speak something of value with your mercy. So please bless me with your mercy so that I can speak something of value. Thank you very much. So we are reading today from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. So today we are reading from this chapter called The Pastimes of Lord in His Youth. And we'll be reading from text 204 to 212. 212, I think, is on the board. Yes, so I'll read from 204 to 211. And then we can read 212 together. Coming up to me, the Hindus complained, Nimai Pandit has broken the Hindu religious principles. He has introduced the Sankirtan system, which we never heard from any scripture. So, who are they complaining to? Chankazi, yeah. So, they're saying that he has broken the Hindu religious principles. We'll discuss later, one by one. When we keep night-long vigil to observe religious performances for the worship of Mangal Chandi and Vishahari, playing on musical instruments, dancing and chanting are certainly fitting customs. Text 206. Nimai Pandit was previously a good boy, but since he has returned from Gaya, he conducts himself differently. Now he loudly sings all kinds of songs, clapping and playing drums and handbells and making a tumultuous sound that deafens our ears. We do not know what he eats that makes him become mad, dancing, singing, sometimes laughing, crying, falling down, jumping up and rolling on the ground. He has made all the people practically mad by always performing congregational chanting. At night, we cannot get any sleep. We are always kept awake. Now he has given up his own name, Nimai, and introduced himself by the name Gaurahari. He has spoiled the Hindu religious principles and introduced irreligion of non-believers. Now the lower classes are chanting the Hare Krishna Mahamantra again and again. For this sinful activity, the entire city of Navadvip will be deserted. And now we come to text 212, which we will... Translation by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. In the list of offenses in the chanting of the holy name of the Lord, it is said, dharma vrata... Sorry? Oh, we didn't read the full translation. I'm sorry. Thank you very much. Thank you for reminding me. According to the Hindu scripture, God's name is supposed to be the most powerful hymn. If everyone hears the chanting of the name, the potency of the hymn will be lost. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. In the list of offenses in the chanting of the holy name of the Lord, it is said, dharma vrata, Tyaga Hutadi, Sarva Shubha, Kriya, Samyam Api Pramada. To consider the chanting of the holy name of the Lord equal to the execution of some auspicious religious ceremony is an offense. According to the materialistic point of view, observing a religious ceremony invokes an auspicious atmosphere for the material benefit of the entire world. Materialists, therefore, manufacture religious principles to live comfortably and without disturbance in executing their material activities. Since they do not believe in the existence of God, they have manufactured the idea that God is impersonal, and that to have some conception of God, one may imagine any form. Thus, they respect many forms of the demigods as different representations or manifestations of the Lord. They are called Bhav Ishwaravadis, or followers of thousands and thousands of gods. They consider the chanting of the names of demigods an auspicious activity. Great so-called Swamis have written books saying that one may chant any name, Durga, Kali, Shiva, Krishna, Ram, and so on, because any name is all right to invoke an auspicious atmosphere in society. Thus, they are called Pashandis, unbelievers or faithless demons. Such Pashandis do not know the actual value of the chanting of the holy name of Lord Krishna. Jai Shri Shri Radha Gokulananda ki jai. Shri Shri Sita Ram Lakshman Hanuman ji ki jai. Shri Shri Gaur Nitai ki jai. Shri La Prabhupada ki jai. Sorry. Foolishly proud of their material birth as brahmanas and their consequently higher position in the social order, they think of other classes, namely kshatriyas, the vaishyas, the Shudras, as lower classes. According to them, no one but the Brahmanas can chant the holy name of Krishna. For if others chanted the holy name, its potency would be reduced. They are unaware of the potency of Lord Krishna's name. The Brahman Naradiya Puran recommends, Harir Nam, Harir Nam, Harir Nam Eva Kevalam. Kalav nastyeva, nastyeva, nastyeva gatir anyatha. For spiritual progress in this age of Kali, there is no alternative, no alternative, no alternative to the holy name, the holy name, the holy name of the Lord. The Pashandis do not accept that the potency of the holy name of Krishna is so great that one can be delivered simply by chanting the holy name. Although this is confirmed in Srimad Bhagavatam 12.3.51. Kirtanadeva Krishnasya Mukta Sangha Param Vrajet. Any man from any part of the world who practices chanting of the holy name of Krishna can be liberated and after death goes back home, back to Godhead. The rascal Pashandis think that if anyone but a brahmana chants the holy name, the potency of the holy name is vanquished. According to their judgment, instead of delivering the fallen souls, the potency of the holy name is reduced. Believing in the existence of many gods and considering the chanting of the holy name of Krishna no better than other hymns, these Pashandis do not believe in the words of the Shastra, Harir Nam, Harir Nam, Harir Nam Eva Kevalam. But Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu confirms in his Shikshastak Kirtaniya Sadahari, one must chant the holy name of the Lord always, 24 hours a day. The Pashandis, however, are so fallen and falsely proud of having taken birth in Brahmana families that they think that instead of delivering all fallen souls, the holy name becomes impotent when constantly chanted by lower class men. Significant in this verse 2:1:1 are the words Nicha Bada Bada, because anyone can join in the Sankirtan movement as mentioned in Srimad Bhagavatam 2:4:18. Kirata Hunandra Pulinda Pulkasha Abhira Shumba Yavana Khashadaya. This is a list of the names of Chandalas. The Pashandis say that when these lower class men are allowed to chant, their influence is enhanced. They do not like the idea that others should also develop spiritual qualities, because this would curb their false pride in having taken birth in families of elevated Brahmanas, of the elevated Brahmana caste, with a monopoly on spiritual activities. But despite all protests from so-called Hindus, the members of the Brahmana caste are propagating the Krishna consciousness movement all over the world, according to the injunctions of the Shastras and the order of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Thus we are sure that we are delivering many fallen souls, making them bona fide candidates for going back home, back to Godhead. Om Ajnanatimirandasya Jnananjanashalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha. Shri Chaitanya Manobishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam. Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha. He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrinda Vaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatari Vyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyayavacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. Long verse, a long purport there. So Lord Sri Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Adharam Dharmam Itiya Mannate Tamasavrita Sarvatan Viparimtamscha Buddha Saparta Tamasi. So Lord Krishna says that understanding which takes irreligion to be religion and religion to be irreligion, under the spell of illusion and darkness, is in the mode of ignorance, O Partha. So we can see that basically Hinduism, as I was growing up in India as well, that was one of my complaints, that the North Indian, the South Indian, the East Indian, the West Indian, they're all following the same Hindu dharma differently. No one knew what Hinduism was. And then in them, there were so many divisions. There were different languages. There were different, castes. And they were following it differently. And everyone was claiming mine is the best. And definitely, you know, most Hindus are confused, actually, if they have the search for truth. If they have the search for truth. But unfortunately, that is not the case, because mostly we grow up in a tradition, we accept that tradition, and we tend to defend that tradition. No, I am the best, you know, ours is the best. And we claim that. But, you know, here, Srila Prabhupada, you know, and the whole Gaudiya Sampradaya and Lord Sri Krishna, he expects from each and every one a search for truth. Because if we have the search for truth, then definitely everyone would come to the Krishna consciousness movement. You know, because in some way, you know, everyone who is here has that inclination in their minds that I must have the best. It is natural for the living being to want to have the best. But because of material conditioning, you know, the spiritual quest is put at a low priority. Consequently, we never get it. So we can see that actually compared to Hinduism, the Abrahamic religion, they have it easy. And they also tell us, you know, you Hindus, you know, you're worshipping so many demigods. You know, you don't know who your God is. And, you know, that seems to be the situation. We have only one, you know, Jesus Christ. You know, John is quoted, you know, in the Bible as saying that Jesus says, I am the way, I am the life, you know, and no one can come to my Father except through me. So it is very easy for them, you know. Although it is meant to focus the Christians to, you know, focus on Jesus, they also sometimes, you know, misuse it, saying, hey, no other way than Christianity. That is not the meaning. Because in everything, like we go, when we have a medical conditioning, you know, we go to the Ayurvedic doctor, to the, you know, allopathic doctor, homeopathic doctor, because if the condition is really worse, we go to so many doctors. But the purpose of it all is only one, to get cured. Similarly, you know, the Lord creates all these, you know, various faiths and sends his son, Jesus Christ, his messengers, Muhammad and Moses and Guru Nanak, and, you know, incarnates himself as Buddha. And he comes in different faiths. And in those faiths, in order to help them focus on that particular faith, he gives the instructions, like, you know, John quoted in the Testament. So, but they are not meant to be compared with other faiths. They are meant to focus themselves. So similarly, all these faiths are there, but the reason is, like Prabhupada used to say, you know, for someone who said, I'm a Christian, do you think, you know, Christianity is not valid, bona fide? We should not follow it. No, Prabhupada said, if you're following Christianity properly, according to the instructions of Jesus Christ, the Ten Commandments and as given in the Bible, then it's okay. You know, you can find love of God doing that. So he used to always encourage that. Because the purpose of everything is love of God. It is not my religion is better than yours or this is better than that. So even Prabhupada, you know, he showed that that it doesn't matter which faith you follow. What matters is your search for truth. So in the Shastras, it is mentioned that two things are important, especially in spiritual life, to know: sadhya and sadhan. Sadhya is what is the goal? Who are you trying to please? And sadhan is the means to get to that goal. So we can see again, for Christians it is easy, you know, follow Jesus Christ, follow the Ten Commandments, follow the Bible. For the, you know, Jews, follow the Torah, you know, follow the teachings of Moses. And it's very clear. And then you'll reach the topmost path in Judaism. For the Islamic, Islam. They have to follow the teachings of Muhammad and the Quran, and you know, they attain Allah. So it is very easy for them. But for the Hindus, you know, it starts with a tradition, and if you don't have that search for truth, then you are enmeshed in that tradition. So the Lord knows it, you know, He is omniscient, He knows. So therefore this Vedic tradition actually is very intelligently devised by the Lord. In the Vedic tradition, the Lord knows that not everyone is going to go for the highest. There are people who are going to look for different things. They are motivated by different desires, different ambitions, and therefore they are not all going to look for the highest. So therefore the Lord comes up with karma kand for those who want sense gratification, but in a religious, spiritual way. You know, yes, of course, you can follow karma kand. You know, if you are sick, worship Surya Dev, the sun god, and get better. There are mantras to chant and please the Lord. If you want a good wife, if you want a good husband, then worship Lord Shiva and Parvati. Please them and they'll arrange for that. So, karma kand sacrifices are given for those who have material desires. So that is also taken care of. But the result is that you get facilities in this material world. But you can't go beyond. Not even to the Brahma Jyoti. You just enjoy those facilities and you follow. And depending on how you follow the spiritual path of the karma kand, then that determines where you go. Yanti deva vritta devan, pitrim yanti pitra vritta, bhuteja yanti bhutani, madhyapino stimam. So Krishna says that my devotees come to me, but those who worship the other demigods, they go to their destinations. So whoever this karma kandi worships, he ends up there. And because it is in the material world, they have to come back. You know, so they also follow karma kandas. It is not easy. You know, whenever they have yajnas and sacrifices from the Rig Veda, they follow the mantras to invite the Lord to enter, you know, into the yajna arena and accept the offerings. Then they use the mantras of the Yajur Veda to glorify the Lord, praise the Lord. They use the mantras from the Sam Veda, you know, to sing hymns, again, glorifying the Lord. And then finally there are the Atharvedic mantras to, when the Lord has finished accepting the yajna, then as the Lord departs, they, you know, sing mantras for the Lord. So all this is followed very rigidly by, you know, we have Brahmins who are Chaturvedi, who know the four Vedas, Trivedi. They also have surnames, who know three Vedas, Dvivedi, who knows two Vedas. So all this is followed correctly. But the end result is to just gain facilities in the material world. And so the living entity gets stuck in that. They don't move forward. And even in that, then, you know, as we'll discuss later, it's interpreted wrongly. So then there are those who are finished with karma kand, because they are thinking that actually, you know what, in this world work is troublesome, relationships are troublesome, and my own emotions, you know, they are all giving me trouble as well. I can't handle the grief, the pain, which is all within me. So I need something else. So then, you know, the brahmanas, they arrange for them, you know, we have these mantras, Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti Hi. It is actually said three times to take care of the three kleshas, the adhyatmik, adi bhautik, and adi daivik kleshas. Adhyatmik is the troublesome mind and emotions, to take care of them. Adi daivik, the, you know, nowadays we hear of these typhoon storms, you know, which are coming to punish the sinful population, which are heavily into slaughtering animals and eating and breaking the four regulatory principles. So it's attracting that. So adi bhautik, adi daivik, and adhyatmik kleshas, adi bhautik, problems caused by other living entities. So to take care of those, then they chant these mantras. And of those who have passed through that, they are recommended to go for the Gyan Kant. So whereas the Vedas take care of the Karm Kant, the Upanishads take care of the Gyan Kant section. So we have in the Upanishads, the Lord is described as Nirgun, Nirakar. So they don't have to use their emotions, even in terms of Lord, because they have already made the Lord impersonal. He doesn't have a form, he has no qualities, there is no spiritual world, and this material world is Brahma Satya Jagat Mithya, is an illusion. So what do? You just maintain a life free from sense gratification and just live like that. But as Prabhupada says, it is not possible for a living entity who's tasted the love of Krishna consciousness, or, you know, all of us originally have come from the spiritual world, so we have tasted it. So the living entity looks for the taste, and then these jnanis, they fall down to doing philanthropic activities, you know, because they feel for that. You can't not use your emotions. You know, no, I don't feel anything. Then they open up, you know, charities to look, feed people, clothe them, house them, like that. So the jnanis, basically, you know, that is the second stage. So Gyan Kand, Karma Kand, Gyan Kand, and then Shankaracharya also brings the Panchopasana. Shankaracharya is a Mayavadi. He brings the Panchopasana, the worship of the five deities. First is Lord Vishnu, then Ganesh, Shiva, Parvati, and Suryadev, like that. So, according to, and like Krishna says, evam parampara paptam imam rajarshaya vidu sakale nehamata yoga nashta parantapa. All these lines of disciplic succession, ultimately the line of communication becomes so thin that everything is perverted. So, consequently, Panchopasana now has been reduced to, you can follow any of these five, worship any of these five, and you'll get the results of everything. But Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, I mean, that's the beauty of Krishna consciousness, that it's coming through the disciplic succession. And all the acharyas, they have done the homework for us to bring the highest, truths to us. So Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, he wrote a commentary on the Srimad Bhagavatam called the Gaudiya Bhashya. And in that he quotes from the Pushkar Samhita. He quotes that actually the Panchopasana is worshipping Lord Vishnu for love, worshipping Lord Shiva for moksha, worshipping Durga for calm, whatever your material desires, worshipping Ganesh for artha, economic development, and worshipping Suryadev for dharma, like that. And actually, it is a vertical ladder that is given in the Shastras. So that you start with, say, you know, Ganesh. You then progress to Suryadev. You worship them all for whatever you want. But first you start with Suryadev, worship Ganesh, then his parents, you know, Durga, Ma and Shiva, and then ultimately you come to Lord Vishnu. So that was also connected to Lord Vishnu. And love is clearly mentioned in relationship with Lord Vishnu. So that was, even the Panchopasana was given so that the living entity can gradually elevate themselves to Krishna consciousness, love of God. Prema Pumartha Mahan, which is the goal of all Vedic literature. Like that. So that is what was meant, but this was lost. It wasn't explained by the Brahmanas on whom the responsibility lay. And that's why we can see, even when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes, the Smartha Brahmanas spoil it all. they don't instruct people. And then here, from text 204, coming to me, the Hindus complain, Nimai Pandit has broken the Hindu religious principles. He has introduced the Sankirtan system, which we never heard from any scripture. So, these are Hindus which later say, I mean, Yajna Sankirtaner Prayer Yajanti Sumedasa. So, it is clearly mentioned in the scriptures, that too in Srimad Bhagavatam, that intelligent people will take up to the chanting of the holy name, which will be introduced by the Supreme Personality of God, who has a color, Tvisha Krishnam, not like Krishna, but Gaura color, like that. So they are wrong here. They do not know what they are talking about. So they are following tradition and they are saying he has broken Hindu rules, but it is they who don't know Hindu rules. And I mean, I have had experience of this throughout my life in India and even after coming here. That is one of the reasons why I came to Krishna consciousness. Because Prabhupada made everything so clear. There was an explanation for everything. And most Hindu societies and all, you don't get the truth there because they are busy defending their own position. Text 205 says, when we keep a night-long vigil to observe the religious performances for the worship of Mangala Chandi, it's an incarnation of Mother Durga, Parvati, the meaning of which literally translates to auspicious Chandi, auspicious Durga, and Vishahari. Vishahari is also another form of Durga. And she basically, whenever people used to, you know, suffer from snake bites, you know, Visha means poison. Hari means one who removes. So Vishahari is this form of Chandi whom they worshipped. Whenever there was a snake bite, they used to take the person there, chant some mantras, and then remove the snake poison to her. So they are worshipping. So this is almost, it is, you know, karmakand, but very, very low form of karmakand. You know, almost on the basis of ignorance. As Krishna says, one who thinks irreligion to be religion, religion to be irreligion. Under the spell of illusion and darkness. So we can see it's clearly visible there. They don't have a higher aim in life. Is in the mode of ignorance. Vishahari. So when we keep a night-long vigil to observe religious performances for the worship of Mangal Chandi and Vishahari, playing on musical instruments, dancing and chanting are certainly fitting customs. So they also admit that they are following customs. And they have gone to complain about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to another person, the Chan Kazi, who is following another religion, which basically, you know, is in the mode of ignorance because of the instructions that are there in the Quran. You know, thou shalt not sleep with thy mother or thy sister. You know, the instructions are for animalistic line of people, you know, who used to sleep with their mothers and sisters, you know, the nomadic tribes of the Middle East. And even when Muhammad said that, as soon as he said it, they chased him, they wanted to kill him. How dare you say that? We won't follow you. And he had to hide in the mountains. So we can see where that religion is originating from. And, you know, today it's converted to terrorism, almost, you know. It's mostly that. So we can see how the teachings are also misinterpreted. Of course, terrorism is not as a result of the right teachings. Islam means compassion. But it is just that they are saying everyone is a kafir. Everyone who doesn't follow Allah is an atheist. Kafir means an atheist. Consequently, you know, if he doesn't convert to Islam, he deserves to be killed. Doesn't deserve to be alive. So how the teachings, when they are perverted, they go. So the next verse goes, Nimai Pandit was previously a very good boy. You are a good boy if you don't cause any stir. You shouldn't even speak the truth. You should just say yes, yes, yes to everyone. And that's being a good boy. But since he has returned from Gaya, he conducts himself differently. Of course, he got initiation there and empowered by his spiritual master. And he was following his spiritual master's teaching. And being the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he exhibited all the symptoms of ecstasy, you know, of a soul who got the key to, you know, to connect with the Lord. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes in the mood of a devotee, and therefore he is playing that role. So this, as we know, the Math Mantra is the key to building up the relationship with the Lord. So he was exhibiting all the symptoms, and therefore he was not a good boy any longer, because he was doing something that they couldn't understand, but they didn't want to understand also. Instead of going to him, that he is also a Hindu, let's sit down and, you know, speak about it. No, they are going to the ruler and complaining about it. So that's another thing, you know. Even today in India, Bhakti Rasayan Sagar Swami Maharaj, he was saying how, you know, the government has stopped cow killing, but it is the Hindus who are rioting. The other ones are accepting, but the Hindus, you know, they are fighting amongst each other. No, no, we won't allow cow slaughters to stop. We want it to go on, you know, like that. Now he loudly sings all the songs, clapping, playing drums and hand bells and making a tumultuous sound and deafens our ears. Of course, this is all part of the Sankirtan movement. But every sound created of that is connecting the soul to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. They don't understand that. Whereas every word that they speak to Mangal Chandi or Vishahari, you know, probably doesn't even get the job done, because they are not doing it in the right, you know, frame of mind. And it's not, they haven't even been purified. The purification process is not followed. The Sankirtan movement, the sadhya and the sadhan is the same. The name of God is the sadhan, and Lord is the goal. Prem Pumartha Mahan, to develop love of God, that is the goal of life. So it is the same. So we can see that in Krishna consciousness, you know, it is all reconciled. The position of all the demigods and, you know, others telling us, hey, you know, you are worshippers of so many gods. But no, you know, in this age of Kali, we have been given the only mantra, we worship only one. And even Shankaracharya says that the only book, you know, holy book you should have is Bhagavad Gita. You know, Eka Shastra Devaki Putra. And that's spoken by Devaki Putra Krishna. Like that. So, even the Mayavadi chiefs, Shankaracharya recommends that. And then he goes on to say, we do not know what he eats that makes him become mad, dancing, singing, sometimes laughing, crying, falling down, jumping up and rolling on the ground. We see even devotees doing that. Yeah, or we all, you know, sing, dance madly, because that's the power of the mantra, and that's the power of the congregation, you know, everyone trying to sing and dance in unison. So he is displaying the natural symptoms. He has made all the people practically mad by always performing congregational chanting. At night we cannot get any sleep and we are always kept awake. They don't complain about what they are doing. They are doing the same thing, playing the musical instruments at night. But they are complaining about Nimai. So this is, you know, I remember in Radha Gopinath Mandir in Chapati in Mumbai, they had to move the Mangal Aarti from 4:30 to 5 because the neighbors complained that they are making too much noise. And these are all Hindus, you know. So this is happening even 500 years later, you know, even today. That it's a shame that Hindus are not trying to know about their own religion. Now he has given up his own name, Nimai, and introduced himself as by the name Gaurahari. He has spoiled the Hindu religious principles and introduced irreligion to non-believers. Again, what Krishna says, you know, thinking religion to be irreligion and irreligion to be religion. Like that. Now the lower classes are chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra again and again. For this sinful activity, the entire city of Navadvip will be deserted. So this is another thing. If anyone chants the mantra, then the potency of the mantra will be lost. Which means you don't even recognize that the mantra is the name of the Lord. And the Lord is all powerful. And the name of the Lord is non-different from Him. Consequently, the name of the Lord is also powerful. Its potency can't be reduced. But this problem was there to senior Hindus as early as 1050 years after the death of Christ. When Sripad Ramanujacharya, he took charge of Sri Rangam from, you know, he Yamunacharya, you know, he started the Sri Sampradaya, which was the first Vaishnava Sampradaya after Shankaracharya had, you know, brought everyone to the Vedas, but preached Mayavad philosophy. Then the Lord came as Ramanuj, the younger brother of Lord Ram, and as Ramanujacharya, and he lived in Kanchipuram. And he then, when Yamunacharya called him, he went to Sri Rangam to meet Yamunacharya. Mahapurna, who was a disciple of Yamunacharya, he was sent to call Ramanujacharya. So Mahapurna led Ramanujacharya to Yamunacharya. But by that time it was too late, because Yamunacharya had left his body. But his body was still there. He had just recently at that time left the body. Yes, that's right. Yeah, he had left the body. So therefore, sorry, I got reminded that there's a Sankirtan program going on. So I'll just finish it here. So basically, Ramanujacharya, then empowered by the disciples of Yamunacharya, became the head. And he went to one Goshtipurna. He was recommended to go to him to get initiated. He went 18 times. Goshtipurna refused to initiate him. On the 18th time when he went, and you know, Sri Rangam is far different, far, far away from where Goshtipurna was. So he was walking for days and days. And he went 18 times. The 18th time he was initiated. But his guru, Goshtipurna, told him, this mantra is not to be revealed to anyone. It is to be chanted very silently. Otherwise, you know, its potency will be lost and you'll be responsible for that. But the first thing Ramanujacharya did after coming out of his meeting guru, he went to there is a place called Tirikottiyur, and he went to a, you know, high platform there. And he shouted to everyone, please come, I want to reveal to you, you know, the highest truth. You know, if you chant this mantra, you'll get liberated and you'll get everything that you want. And that mantra is Om Namo Narayanaya. So he spoke that mantra. And his spiritual master heard, he came there. He said, what are you doing? And he says, Guru Maharaj, I'm very sorry. You know, after you gave me, I thought about it. And I thought that even if I have to go to hell, if, you know, millions of people are benefited, that is what I would rather have. So if one life is sacrificed, that's okay. So at that time, his guru came to know his greatness. And he fell down at his feet. And he surrendered to him. And he said, actually, you are my guru. I am not your guru. So at that time also, you know, the lesson was given. But for those who want to know the truth, they were given. But then, you know, again, years later, you know, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came. This is, we are talking of 1520s, you know. So nearly 500 years later, after Ramanujacharya, this point was clarified. Still, they were following the same thing. So that's the danger. Therefore, it's good to know. What's the real process? Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Srila Prabhupada.